Peter Brook truly is the grand old man of world theater. In the early 1960s, his productions for the Royal Shakespeare Company made him famous. He then wrote a seminal book about theater called The Empty Space, and he went on to found the International Center for Theater Research in Paris, where he developed a 9-hour adaptation of the Sanskrit epic The Mahabharata. Peter Brook is now 89 years old, and his company has arrived in Brooklyn with a new play about the mysteries of the human brain. Jeff London has more.
Peter Brook may move a little slowly now, but his fierce intellect and curiosity are very much intact. He calls his rehearsal process an investigation, whether it's a work by William Shakespeare or a new play.
Gradually, one comes to works which, in their own right, investigate so many aspects of human behavior, social, personal, intimate. I mean, it's the whole of world that can be reflected. Shakespeare said it's holding a mirror up to nature. And nature is human nature, and the natural process is everything in nature.
Brook's new play is called The Valley of Astonishment. It's the third part of a trilogy built around how our brains work and what they do to us. This piece looks at a variety of neurological conditions, including synesthesia, where two senses are inextricably linked. We meet a painter who sees colors when he hears music. Catherine Hunter plays a woman with an almost limitless memory. In her dressing room, after a performance, Hunter does a bit of a monologue where she explains to her doctors how she remembers words.
You see, in order to understand the meaning of a word, I have to be able to see it. Take the word nothing. What I see is a huge, pale cloud of steam that's completely transparent. I said to a friend of mine, "What is nothing?" "Nothing means that there is nothing," she said. "You're wrong," I thought. "If I can see nothing, it means it is something."
The character's gift is also a curse, says Peter Brook.
It becomes more and more painful when she sees this extraordinary thing, this limitless capacity of the brain has its limits when the brain box is so full of what she calls garbage, and she can't get rid of it. And this is terrifying.
The characters, while composites, are based on real people, some of whom the actors met, says Marcello Magni, who plays a number of them.
Buenas tardes, señores y señoras. Good evening and welcome.
Another of Magni's characters is based on a butcher who lost his proprioception, his ability to sense his own body. The man came to rehearsals.
When he came to visit us, Peter said, "Now you're trying to copy him." "No, don't be him. We can learn some details more about his experience, but not be a mime of him. No, it's only you see his intention, his humor, his determination, his bravery. So absorb those."
Magni says they met other people with neurological conditions, but he says Brook and his collaborator, Marie-Hélène Estienne, built the play on the three actors.
They came with a script that was not a script, it was just the beginning, and every day a new section or a new part or a new person was brought to us, and these people or these stories went through us.
For actress Catherine Hunter, playing someone with an extraordinary dilemma, the inability to forget, is a glimpse into something larger.
In the end, the play is not about synesthesia or phenomenal memory. It's about the human being being extraordinary, whether they have this ability or that ability or more of this, but the miracle that is a human being in a way.
These human stories owe a lot to the doctors who first documented them, says Peter Brook. Doctors like Oliver Sacks, who told some of his patients' stories in The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, which became another Brook play. He says the very best doctors all share one thing in common.
The real motivation is when they can feel an empathy with the patient, not just use the patient as a case study. They listen, they feel, and they understand.
Which could well be the definition of Peter Brook's approach to theater. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.